In this brief but powerful passage, St. John tells us of Jesus' favorite theme, love. And he also promises his disciples the Holy Spirit. But this gospel passage begins and ends with love. Jesus declares that if his disciples love him, they will keep his commandments. Jesus gives only a single commandment in the Gospel of John, and it occurs in the chapter right before this one. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The overwhelming and repetitive emphasis is on love. I think it is safe to say that for St. John, there's only one question that he would ask himself each evening. In what ways did I or did I not love today? St. John's depiction of the Holy Spirit is somewhat different from the other Gospels. John insists that the Holy Spirit will come only after Jesus himself departs. He says this in part because Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit not as an advocate, but rather as another advocate. Jesus himself was the first advocate. For the Spirit to be active while Jesus was with them would have been somewhat redundant, since they would each serve the same purpose. And what appeared to be bad news to the disciples, namely Jesus leaving them, turned out to be the best of news for them and for us. While Jesus was among them, his ministry was limited to one location and one person, himself. But after his departure, his disciples are given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Each disciple spread the good news into whatever region he went into. And this happens not to just the first disciples, but to those who would come later, including us. I am convinced that Christians of today have no disadvantage in comparison to the first disciples. Everything they were taught and what they experienced is available to us through the Holy Spirit. That is why the sacrament of baptism and confirmation are so very important, for it is through them that we receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Looking back now over almost 2,000 years of the Church's history, we can see how the promises of the Holy Spirit have been fulfilled. There were heretics and schismatics who attacked and threatened the church. The church experienced crises and near catastrophes caused by human weakness of its leaders and its members. Yet the church survived and spread because of direct and active aid and influence of the Holy Spirit. During those 2,000 years, great empires have risen and fallen. They had vast tracts of land, large armies, wealth, and earthly resources at their disposal, yet they disintegrated, like all things human. This was and will be the destiny of all merely human enterprises. Today's tyrants, while they rule with an iron fist, will share the same faith. So then, no matter how vulnerable we might feel, we should not fear. Yes, the world, even our own country, is changing in ways that just 20 years ago we would have thought impossible. But we can and will maintain our Catholic faith in this world of relativism and rampant secularism. The guarantees are spelled out in today's gospel. And we have another passage where Jesus confirms it. The gates of the netherworld will never prevail against his church. So no matter what our civic or religious leaders do or attempt to do, the church will survive. Jesus says, because I live, you also will live. The Easter resurrection message is that of life rather than death that has the final word. And this is crucial to our faith. Our Catholic faith is a relationship with a living being. For there to be authentic faith in Jesus, people must be able to relate to the living Jesus, a Jesus who is present. It is the Spirit who makes the presence of the living Jesus and his Father known. If it weren't so, then our faith is reduced to the memory of someone who died long ago. And why would anyone believe that eternal life comes from a Jesus who was crucified under Pontius Pilate, a Jesus whom they cannot see? The honest answer is probably not very many people would believe it, apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. We might consider that coming to the truth of our faith is like falling in love. Falling in love is not intellectual or theoretical. Love comes through an encounter with another person. The same is true of our faith. If faith is a relationship with the living Christ, then faith can only come through an encounter with him. And it is the Holy Spirit that makes that happen. The Spirit, when we allow him to work, opens our hearts to the reality of the resurrected Christ, to the reality of eternal life, and the reality of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, present and alive in the Blessed Sacrament. The gospel passage ends with Jesus again speaking of love. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. Observing his commandments means living his commandments, making them a part of our lives. Today, at the conclusion of this Mass, I will say, go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your lives. Observance and obedience of the commandments is the proof of our love, and it makes possible the communion between us and the Holy Trinity. As I said in the beginning, Jesus' favorite theme is love. And what a most fitting theme, love, to proclaim today on Mother's Day. Our Lord tells us that there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for a friend. And I believe the next greatest love we can experience here on earth is the love of a mother for her children. I would like to close with this poem about a mother's love. There is no love like a mother's love, no stronger bond on earth, like the precious bond that comes from God to a mother when she gives birth. A mother's love is forever strong, never changing for all time. And when her children need her most, a mother's love will shine. God bless these special mothers. God bless them, every one, for all the tears and heartache and for the special work they've done. When her days on earth are over, a mother's love lives on through many generations with God's blessings on each one. Be thankful for our mothers, for they love with a higher love from the power that God has given and the strength from up above. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.